Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I was looking at this past week in terms of La Plata and Archuleta County's COVID-19 cases, which is the jurisdiction that San Juan Basin Public Health Department serves, and we had a bit of a push last week in a lot of cases in our region. Let's talk about that.
We did. We had a really busy week last week, and there was a lot of talk going into the Labor Day weekend around the state of Colorado, how we should be working together to avoid a post-holiday Rattle Day, and then significantly after 4th of July, and people really wanted to avoid that Labor Day. It appears, though, around the state that right kind of on schedule, a couple weeks after Labor Day, we saw across the state of Colorado an over 50% increase in cases from one week to the next. And La Plata and Archuleta counties were kind of right on trend with the state of Colorado in that, you know, at least 50% jump. The other thing that we saw the same week was about a 75% jump for 18 to 25-year-olds in the state of Colorado, and that we believe is driven by a significant outbreak at Boulder CU, but there are other colleges that are experiencing, you know, jumps in cases and just general jumps between 18 to 25-year-olds. Luckily, I'd say here we have been working so closely with Fort Lewis College. We're probably one of the few colleges around the country that can say that we are not seeing that jump in that age group as significantly as other locations, but we never want to say we're out of the woods there. It's something we work really hard on every single day.
Isn't it trickier, though, that you can't nail it down to one demographic? Following on your San Juan Basin dashboard, it's a little bit of everywhere, but not so much in the 10 to 29 year olds. We're seeing it more so in the children and more so it's looking like 50 plus in the past week.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, kind of why we're attributing it to maybe holiday gatherings. And then the other thing that we were really concerned about was, you know, fall tourism. We are in the peak of the fall color season. So we're seeing an influx of visitors. We are seeing a lot of hunters in the area. We did have a cluster associated with a hunting group. It's probably a mix of Labor Day, a mix of kind of fall traveling. And then the other thing that we really have to start thinking about is, you know, the weather is cooling. We will be spending more time indoors than outdoors. And, you know, a lot of what we've done well as a community this past summer was move a lot of our activities outdoors. So, I think we have kind of a constellation of factors right now that could potentially lead to some lasting increases. We hope not. We're trying to nip things in the bud. You know, we did have a really busy week. We've seen it level off some, and we're going to start really trying to get messaging out to the community about as we move our activities back indoors because the weather is getting cooler, how are we going to stay safe inside?
So let's answer that question. How are we going to stay safe inside? What more can we do? Social distancing, washing your hands, wearing a face covering. What else?
All of those things we want to continue doing as we move our activities indoors. I think we're really lucky here that we do have, we have good weather longer into the fall and longer into winter. So if you time your activities for the warmest part of the day, you can still do a lot of things outside. But as we move indoors, we have to really be careful about, you know, what does the crowding look like? What is the proximity? How close are we to other people? What is the ventilation like inside? You know, how good are we about remembering to use our masks, even if we think we're maintaining 6-foot distance? We really have to keep our masks on if we're inside. Does your mask fit well? You know, what is the activity we're doing? We want to make sure that we're really thinking about shouting, yelling, cheering, singing. All of those are tough activities indoors, where we've seen a lot of spread in the kind of summertime tourist communities in Colorado has been evenings in bars where people will talk loud over loud music or talk loud because it's crowded. And that's something we're all going to have to avoid.
And I will say another headline news was that San Juan Basin Public Health Department in La Plata and Archuleta County was able to tick towards in this new dial for the state. Instead of being at a stage 2 safer at home, we are now closer to protect our neighbor at a stage 1 level. It seems interesting that as our cases are rising, we're moving into this new level. Let's talk about that and that decision that was made.
Well, the state back early in the summer had said that after safer at home, we were going to move into this long-term phase of protect our neighbors, and that would be kind of the third and final stage of reopening, and protect our neighbors would have steps along the way where we could get, you know, the majority of businesses open and back to normal. And the expectation was communities would start moving into that protect our neighbor phase over the summer. Well, what we saw happen, unfortunately, was significant rises in cases over the month of July. And most communities, every community stalled out in July and stayed in safer at home. So the state of Colorado went back to safer at home and added gradients in their safer at home levels 1, 2, and 3. And then that work was complete this September. And at the same time that communities, you know, finally started applying for Protect Our Neighbor, they released the gradients within Safer at Home for the levels. And many communities started in level 2 because that was a reflection of what variances they had in place and kind of how they were conducting business. And based on the transmission rate that we had at the time that the gradients were determined in Safer at Home, we as a community had low enough transmission that we actually were a level 1 community, or both of the counties served by San Juan Basin Public Health were level 1 communities. So we met with representatives from both counties and all of the municipalities within San Juan Basin Public Health's jurisdiction, and the decision was made that we would ask the state to go from level 2 to level 1. There's not really significant differences because these are both within the safer at home construct. This is not moving us to protect our neighbor. So we moved the first step from level 2 to level 1 within safer at home. And then we want to stay there for 14 days so we can see what that does to community transmission. So we chose to take that route so that we could, you know, you want to turn fewer knobs at once as you're still learning the epidemiology of the disease. And, you know, unfortunately, we are 7 months into this response and we still have a ton to learn about the epidemiology as, you know, as we're making changes. How do the schools affect this? How do colleges affect it? How does moving indoors affect it, right? So with that, we took the step. We went from level 2 to level 1. We're going to hold, please, for 14 days, and we're going to see what that looks like for the community because we want to be able to take these steps in a way that's very safe for our community members.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
I think we've really, you know, talked a lot about it today, which is we're moving indoors. The weather is getting cooler. You know, I think it was not even 40 degrees when I was out walking my dog this morning. And that was a little bit of a shock to the system. And, you know, this is it. We're all going to be thinking about our lives a little bit differently now that it's cooler. And again, you know, wearing our masks, avoiding crowded places, you know, paying attention to the ventilation when you're inside is going to be just as important as the measures we've taken this summer. And we've done such a great job here.
Leanne Gillon, thanks so much for joining us here on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.